Okay, so in this week's parasha, Hashem decides that he has to destroy the world, he has to start again. And the Torah describes that the reason, the description of the sin, or the corruption that led to this situation was Hamas. That the whole world was filled with this thing called Hamas. Now what exactly is Hamas? So the Midrash says that Hamas is where people would steal from others, but not in a way that they could possibly be liable. So for example, you'd have someone, he would sell nuts, and then everyone would come and they would steal 2 almonds, right, 3 pistachios, less than a shavapruta. So they couldn't be prosecuted, they couldn't be held liable. It's not called stealing if it's less than the amount of a pruta. But in the aggregate, it would destroy the parnasa of this nut seller, of this fruit seller, whoever it might be, because everyone would do this. And there was this culture of trying to find ways that you couldn't actually be held accountable, but it would destroy others. I just want to draw attention to a position of Usher Weiss, which I think is brilliant, and it shows why he's as important a posek as he is. It's tremendously insightful. There's a machlokis amongst the poskim that has been going on for several hundred years already, which is how does halacha view intellectual property? Right? Standardly in halacha, when we talk about ownership, we talk about hard property. We talk about things you can pick up, or land that you can feel, you can touch, you can take control of. But intellectual property, copyrights and patents and the like, halacha doesn't really have a language for it. So there were poskim who thought that, in fact, therefore, halacha doesn't really recognize copyright law or intellectual property. Other poskim say it does, but only because of because of Dina de Malchusa Dina. But if you live in a country that doesn't respect it, so then it's not recognized. But Usher Weiss, for 3 reasons, argues that halacha does recognize it. The first two, and this is very typical of his method of psak. The first one, he says, simply, is svara. Right? It's logical. As he said, when I heard it from him once, he was in the Five Towns for Shabbos. So I spent Shabbos there to hear him. And the first thing, he said, everybody knows that, as he said, apple is more valuable than an apple. Right? We intuitively know that the patents on the new iPhone are more valuable than an apple. So you can't tell me that we think there is no reality to intellectual property. Of course there is, right? Apple will make billions of dollars because of their patents. And if someone else is to violate it, they're going to lose a lot more money than if someone would have gone into, let's say, Steve Jobs' office and stolen his lunch, right? So it's clear that we recognize this as something of value. That was point one. Point two, as he said, the minhag hasochrim, the minhag of businessmen, is to recognize the value of intellectual property. That's why we have copyrights and patents and the like. But his third argument, he said, okay, even if you don't like those two, he said, what do Chazal say Hamas is? So as I just said, it's a case where you steal in a way that's not really stealing, you can't be prosecuted. But in the aggregate, if everyone did what you did, it would destroy the person's parnasa. And he said, what is violating intellectual property if not Hamas? If it may be that no one will ever know that you illegally downloaded that song, but if everybody illegally downloads songs and no one pays for it, then the musicians will go out of business. And the same thing is true, right? If one person in private decided to find the plans to make an iPhone 7 and made his own phone, so it wouldn't hurt Apple. But if he took it and then gave it to WikiLeaks and they gave it out and everyone made the phone, so then it would destroy them. And he said, Hamas is exactly that. And he said, therefore, since Chazal recognized that is not just a crime, but that notion of thinking that we can do something which is not technically stealing, but has the ability to destroy someone else's parnasa, that is what Hamas is. And that was his third proof for why he thought halacha has to intrinsically recognize intellectual property, which I think is just something to think about. Of, first of all, right, the intuitive truth, I think, of what he says, but more importantly, the possible application of the words of Chazal and Pesukim that we may never have thought about, their possible ramifications for halacha l'maaseh bizman hazeh.